Agenda item number 13, a public hearing pertaining to sharks. Chief O'Reilly.
Good afternoon. I can't remember whether I loaded this earlier or not. Give me just a sec. There it is. Okay. Well, the answer to last month's question is chipfish. So I think last month, in talking about spiny dogfish, the commission has asked, well, isn't there a different name or something like that? Well, chipfish is a name that's been floated by a North Carolinian, and it hasn't taken hold yet, but clearly you're going to be hearing more about spiny dogfish as we go forward. But today we're looking at just a couple things. One is to raise the trip limit. There's a 4,000-pound trip limit in effect right now, and it's the recommendation is to raise it to 5,000 pounds. That's one item. And the quota is quite high, 49 million pounds. It's about to be 50 million pounds for the May 1, 2015 through April 30th, 2016 fishing season. Just some statistics, New York to North Carolina, so that includes us in the southern region, receives 42%. Above New York, it's a 58%. We have a state share. The southern states have a state share, and ours is close to 11%, a large quota, which is equal to the entire coastwide quota just about, of about 6-7 years ago. So if you don't know the ups and downs of spiny dogfish, it was really harvested very heavily up through the 90s till the National Marine Fisheries Service curtailed all that and said it was being fished out, and rebounded a lot more quickly than a species that has fairly good longevity. The birthing is many years into it. The only explanation that I've had recently within the last couple of months is there was an expectation that the quotas would come down because of the fact that, you know, there were poor year classes from 1998 to about 2003, which would move into the fishery and they'd be poor year classes. But the fishing pressure on those poor year classes more than took care of the situation of being poor year classes. It was low fishing pressure. Hence, we're up to very high quotas. The problem with all this is that we haven't reached our quota. Most of the states haven't reached our quota. Coastwide, about 60%. Last time around, the total coastwide quota was taken. And the situation is that we depend, as you'll see in a minute, on the European Union for export of our dogfish. That's a primary market. And to be in Virginia isn't a very good place to be for spiny dogfish because the processors, there's three processors of spiny dogfish. They're all in Massachusetts. So you can imagine that once Massachusetts gets its dogfish in to market and some of the other states, the further south you are, you can face a price drop. The 5,000 pounds was approved by the Mid-Atlantic Council a couple of months ago to raise that. It's now in effect for the federal waters, and so the states want to conform. They have through the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. However, if Virginia wanted to set a 10,000-pound trip limit, we could. The states have the ability to do that. The problem is who's going to take the dogfish? I mean, that's the big problem. So you see some information here that Lewis Gillingham put together for us. In talking about the processing fins, belly flaps, and backs or meat. And the belly flaps and backs go to the EU, and they truly are their chips. The majority of the fins are for Hong Kong. That's a really good price. In 2012, 23 cents per pound. And really, since about July, our understanding, Joe Cimino had reported to me earlier in the week that the prices were pretty good from July up. So this is going to be a strategy from many different states on how to figure out how to get the best hold on what market is left, because as you can see here, the action level for PCBs in Europe is 75 parts per billion, even though in the U.S. the FDA is 1,000. So there have been, and it's in your packet, some rejected shipments. Germany, I think, has rejected 4 U.S. shipments. And the other thing we have to watch out for as we go further with this is mercury. There's been one sort of an alert about mercury. One paper has come out. That could be problematic. You're familiar with mercury and swordfish and tuna and other species like that. So there's had some backing, some congressional backing. When the mercury article came out, it was on the heels of this Northeast congressional backing, and it was talking about how lunches for school kids up in the Northeast, that they were contemplating having spiny dogfish there, and that would be something that maybe they have to watch over fairly carefully. I think there needs to be a little more information here. There's also the plausibility that some of the European Union balking at the product is strictly a competition situation, especially when you see the difference in the PCB action levels in the U.S. versus the European Union. And as you can see on the bottom here, very few cases even exceeding the 75 parts per billion, which makes you wonder on how much is involved here with trade and competition as opposed to actual product with the PCBs. So there are ongoing negotiations. The price, 14 cents per pound that you see down there, is parlayed into where it all goes. So you know how things operate at the wholesale level and what someone gets for icing and shipping. And there's not much inventory now, so the price could go up, back up to a fairly high amount. What we should also consider about dogfish is that, it's a predator. It's a voracious predator. There have been models that indicate that part of the demise of weak fish or gray trout can be tied to spiny dogfish. There's a massive biomass, and so we all should encourage as much harvest of spiny dogfish as possible, because we have other valuable food fish that we'd like to see more of as well. There is support from industry from 4,000 to 5,000. And also for today's public hearing, we're looking at not only raising the trip limit from 4,000 to 5,000 pounds, but also looking at this mesh size situation that you were alerted to last month, where there's different definitions for what small mesh is. And here you see in the take reduction plans, small mesh is less than or equal to 5 inches, and large mesh is greater than 5 inches. Right now in Regulation 490, small mesh is indicated as less than 5 inches and large mesh greater than or equal to 5 inches. So there's a contradiction there that we're also asking be taken care of today, and have small mesh be simply less than or equal to 5 inches. So the proposed amendments to Chapter 490 are located on page 8 of your evaluation. You have a definition of large mesh and small mesh, and also on page 13 you have the information that raises the trip limit. And these proposed amendments have been advertised in accordance with 28209 of the Code of Virginia. You do have the notice. We have received no public comments. I do know coming up Rhode Island is going to have a proposal at the ASMSC meeting in October to take the 5,000-pound trip limit, but to allow a strategy where harvesters could get 20,000 pounds with a trip, but keep it like our summer flounder, so within a window of time, it averages out to 5,000. The situation with that is proximity. Rhode Island's a lot closer to the Massachusetts industry who are processing spiny dogfish, and so there's going to be some real movement about this species for a little bit of time here. The recommendation is to increase the spiny dogfish daily vessel possession limit from 4,000 to 5,000 pounds. Also to modify the definition of small mesh gill net to be consistent with what was previously done last month, to less than or equal to 5 inches, and to modify the definition of a large mesh gill net to a stretch mesh size of greater than 5 inches. That's all I have, Commissioner.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions, Bill Sprout? Seeing none here, this is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience here wishing to testify either pro or con and for or against this proposal? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Dr. Neal to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. I believe that brings us to the end of the agenda for today. Thank you very much. Well done, everybody here. The meeting's adjourned.